Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Now, Michael spoke to me in the first hour this morning about the damning reports into the behaviour in the Defence Forces, which is found to be highly disrespectful to women. In fact, the report said that the Defence Forces barely tolerates women, which is a very big statement indeed. I asked Michael about his experience during his 20 years of service. Here's a little of what he had to say to us after 9 o'clock this morning. In your experience of being a member of our Defence Forces, what do you make of that?
Not true.
Not true?
Not true. Not true, because, Fran, I could talk all day to you and explain things to you. You'd have to be in the department, any work-wise, to find out what goes on, what doesn't go on. If it does go on, you put a stop to it. Now, in my experience, I'm not fascist about the women in the Defence Forces. The women are very important to us. They're very important to everything. Married-wise, family-wise, they do a lot of work, and they're personal. They're personal. Now, in the Department of Defence, in my day, I was the old way in the Department of Defence. Well, you had things going on there, but you could handle the things. You know, you had NCOs, different senior NCOs were old-fashioned, but the army nowadays is new fashioned, and I'm very sad and sickened to hear of the Minister for Micheál Martin last night coming on with a report for the things that's happening in the Department of the Defence at the moment. We're trying to get people into the Department of Defence, not to try and hunt them away. And this report now, whatever's in the report, is very saddening for the Defence Force.
And that's Michael, who spoke to me just after 9 o'clock this morning. We got a huge reaction to that. And subsequently, we spoke to Donal, who was a member of the Defence Forces, including some time overseas as well. And again, lots and lots of reaction to that. Some of it that we can't read for you this morning, but certainly a very interesting reaction. Coming up on the show, by the way, as I say, if you're single, you want some advice, we'll be hearing from Intro Matchmaking later on in the hour as well. And we'll be hearing about the Vagina Monologues. And this is a theatrical piece that will be performed to raise money for Cuinsaire in Clonmel. It's happening tomorrow night and Friday at the Coachman in Clonmel. It's an amazing piece, and it's kind of apt that we should speak about it as well, because it does explore sort of consensual and non-consensual sexual activity where women are concerned. So we'll talk about that a little later on in the programme as well. But right now it is time for our slot with the Gardaí. Every fortnight around this time we speak to the Gardaí just to keep you up to date on what's going on around the county. And Sergeant in charge of Kerry Garda Station, Carol O'Leary, joins me now. Carol, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
And I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today. Can we start with the St. Patrick's Day parade in Clonmel? Because it was a great success, and indeed the Gardaí very heavily involved in that as well.
Absolutely. And for all the parades across the county, there was a great success, great turnout, great support from the locals. In particular, in relation to Clonmel, we'd like to mention the Little Blue Heroes that joined the event on the day. It was their first time in St. Patrick's Day, and they absolutely did themselves and the organisation proud in how they went about their business on the day. So it was a great result, and looking forward to next year's already now.
Very good indeed. Now, we're talking about the Clonmel District at the moment, and there were some arrests for drink driving as well, Carol.
There were, unfortunately. We still have people driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, and in the last 2 weeks there's been 5 people arrested for that offence throughout the Clonmel District. 3 of those were drug driving, so it's something that we're very much out patrolling actively, and we're unfortunately still catching people that are doing it. They've results are awaited for those samples that were taken, but no doubt they'll more than likely end up before the courts.
All right, and you have that new equipment now for drug testing, don't you, on the roadside?
We do. We have the drug wipes, so they're, again, a great resource and a great asset.
Very good indeed. Some public order offences, Carol?
There were, and there weren't there was a few on St. Patrick's Day, but the majority, there was 15 arrests in the last 2 weeks, again, over in Clonmel. The majority of them weren't on St. Patrick's Day, which you might assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's something that if people are aware of it, just if you are going out, just to be aware of your behaviour and, you know, managing yourself, because obviously people are living in the towns and they need their night's sleep. They don't need to be disturbed by people on their way back or to or from. And unfortunately for 15 people, they were arrested and again dealt with by Gardaí in Clonmel.
All right. The drugs unit, they were active as well.
They're always very active in Clonmel. Mm. And on this occasion, they searched the house there. Recently, a man was arrested for possession of drugs for sale or supply. Again, he's before the courts in the next month on that.
Very good. Was there an arrest in Carrick?
There was. It was one where a man was arrested. He was acting suspiciously around the town. He was searched under the Misuse of Drugs Act, tried to run, but was caught and arrested and charged back before the court for drug-related offences and obstruction on that occasion.
All right. There was a break-in in Feather. Was that a vacant house, Carolyn?
It was. It was on the night of the 19th into the 20th, so it would have been that weekend after St. Patrick's Day. So Gardaí and Feathered are collecting CCTV. Anyone who saw anything that just didn't look right, if they can ring Clonmel and just advise them of that. But it was a vacant house in Feathered that was broken into at that stage.
Right. And a second burglary then, but this was in Clonmel itself, was it?
Yes, it was a garage of a house in the Silver Springs area. So there was two electric bicycles stolen in that on the night of the 24th into the 25th of March. There was also some hedge trimmers. One of the bikes is a Navy Giant bike, and the second was a black Strada bike. A lot of cyclists over in Clonmel would be familiar with those. So if they see one that's being offered, or if they're aware of someone that has one that wouldn't ordinarily have it, we'd ask them to contact Clonmel Garda Station.
Right, and these are expensive bikes, and I guess they're pretty rare, you know. So
they are, and they'd be known. If you're in the cycling community, you certainly know it's a Giant bike and a Strada bike.
All right, we normally speak about thefts from inside of cars, but none this week. But there was a theft from a car in Carrickshire, was there not?
Yes, we're usually appealing for people to lock their cars, and hopefully that message seems to be getting through. But on this occasion, a registration plate was taken from a black BMW in Carrick on Shore on the Sunday, the 19th of March, so the Sunday of St. Patrick's weekend. Their registration plate could be used by someone else. So if there's anyone in the Ballyneal area that might have seen anything unusual, again, appealing for people to contact us.
All right. The clocks have gone forwards, Carol. So what is the result of that?
With the great stretch in the evenings, unfortunately, you get a lot more antisocial behaviour, particularly for not just young people, but people of all ages, hanging around, enjoying the local amenities, parks and towns. Again, there's no difficulty until it becomes antisocial and it's upsetting the other people who are perfectly entitled and rightly enjoying the areas and those locations. So if there is anything, please ring us in and let us know and we'll deal with it appropriately.
All right. To the Nina area there, and again, the drugs unit very active there.
Oh, the drugs unit up the north are just as competitive and active as the lads in the south. Mm. And on this occasion, they had searches carried out on the 16th of March in the Newport area, and there was cannabis on this occasion, about €2,000 worth was seized, and then another one on the 19th in the Nina area where there was a substantial €500 again of cannabis. And following on from that, further search to suspected amphetamines and cannabis was recovered. Again, the inquiries and the investigations on those are ongoing.
Right, so there was an arrest made as well.
There was a gentleman on the Kickham Street area was arrested, and he was found in possession of an implement, of a weapon. So again, he's going before the courts in relation to that.
Right. What happened with that robbery in, was it Ross Gray?
It was. It was on the 17th. So again, talking a lot about it, it was St. Patrick's Day. Local Gardaí made inquiries and followed up, and on the 20th, arrested a man in relation to the robbery. He was later charged with offences, remanded in custody. But Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses that might have seen it, as there is a second person that's being looked for in relation to that robbery in Ross Gray.
Right, and some good news, because a stolen bike was recovered in Ross Gray as well.
Great result. On the 24th of March, a search was carried out by Gardaí in Ross Gray and a stolen bike was recovered. Again, that party involved has been charged and he'll be before the courts soon enough.
Right, the speed checks happening in the Nina district as well.
They're ongoing, and there was one occasion there on the 27th of March at approximately 7:30 in the night, a man was detected travelling at such a speed that it's kind of above and beyond normal speeding. He was arrested for dangerous driving.
Wow.
Was later. You get to a point where it's no longer just speeding, it's actually dangerous, the speed that they're doing. So on that occasion, he was arrested and charged.
Wow, so that's very serious indeed.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we see it every day on the motorway with particularly on days like today, you know, where there's a bit of rain.
Yes.
People aren't driving to the conditions.
Yeah, of course, and that's the point. Yeah, I think it was Eddie Golden used to always say to me that whatever you see up on the signs, it's not a target to
exactly.
be reached. You know, it depends on what the conditions are. The Gardaí following up on the theft of tools as well, is that Drumminear, Carol?
That is Drumminear, where there was a man arrested on suspicion of theft. Again, he was arrested, questioned, and was charged before the court with an offence relation to it. Some of the property was recovered, but unfortunately, some items still haven't been found and located, and Gardaí are still investigating that.
All right. Now, I know that you want to remind dog owners again of their responsibilities.
It is. It's a busy time of year for all farmers, but particularly for sheep farmers. And Gardaí in Nene and across the county would like to remind people to be ensure where they know that they know where their dog is at all times. There have been sheep kills in North Tipperary recently and that have been well publicised and documented. And unfortunately, there were a number of sheep again found in the Dala area between the 22nd and the 23rd. The dog warden, as well as ourselves, are investigating all these ones, but urging dog owners to be responsible and to know where their animals are at all times.
Right, you're looking for some help with that assault in Nene.
We are. There was an assault there on Silver Street on the 25th of March, just around midday. So there was a number of individuals involved, and anyone that may have seen anything, either leading up to it or afterwards, that they would be concerned to them, please just contact Gardaí in Nene and pass that on.
Right. There was an incident at a housing estate, I think, as well?
There was in St. John's Place. The windows of a car were smashed on and broken on the 24th of March at around 9 o'clock. So Gardaí are investigating, and as always, anybody with any information, no matter how trivial you might think it is, we'd urge you to contact Nene Garda Station.
Well, I know your colleagues in Nene, you're kind of concerned about incidents of public order on the increase there too.
It is, and so it links into what we mentioned earlier with stretching the evenings and the weather improving, hopefully, that even, again, up in Nene, public order incidents are increasing. In the last 2 weeks, Gardaí up there have dealt with 13 different public order incidents, most of which have led to people being arrested and charged. 7 were those were in Roscrea, 6 in Nene, in 1 in Newport. And it's people just, they mightn't think of the consequences if they go out and they just have a bit too much to drink and suddenly find themselves facing a criminal charge before the courts, which in itself can have consequences, especially for the younger generations that just mightn't be thinking of it.
Speaking of antisocial and public order type incidents, we move to Tipperary Town now, and there were a number of these incidents.
There were in Tipperary Town. It's the John O'Leary Place, Redmond Square, O'Connell Road area, that Gardaí are aware of a number of young people involved in that behaviour. Patrols have increased, but if there's any residents there, even if it's something small, we'd urge them to contact Tipperary Town on that occasion if they see it, anything.
Right, now I know that your colleague's looking for help as well, Carol, with that dreadful accident that happened in Dundrum.
Yes, unfortunately, another tragedy for families and relations and everything. Tipperary Town are appealing for witnesses to that crash, which happened at approximately 6:30 on Sunday the 26th, so the Sunday just gone. In particular, anybody that may have passed or been in the general area that might have dash cam, where it might be of assistance in tracking down and, you know, aiding their investigation. Unfortunately, one person has lost their life subsequently, and others remain in a serious condition in hospital still.
Right, so I know that number is 062-806-70 if anybody can help where that is concerned. We're sticking with the Dundrum area, and there was a break-in at a premises there.
There was on the 21st of March, again in the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock. Quantity of cash was taken, and Tipperary Gardaí are appealing in this case for any witnesses in the Dundrum Knockavilla area that might have seen anything. And it could be anything, an unusual car or a car that's just not known to you, or someone or anything. Just give Tipperary Town a ring, please.
Very good indeed. And was there a break-in in Menard as well?
There was. The following day there, between 7 o'clock in the morning and 5 p.m, Gardaí in Menard were looking at property. It was a property which was under construction, and there was a number of building materials taken. So it says, again, as we always say, any witnesses at all, please contact us and let us know whatever you might have come across or seen in the area.
Right, the Dundrum Road area of Tipperary Town. What happened with the car there?
With that, there was a car unfortunately burnt out on the 21st of March about 8:30 p.m. in the Dundrum Road area of Tip Town. There was extensive damage caused to the car and obviously serious consequences for anybody involved in it. So they're appealing for witnesses, anybody who's seen anybody in the area or around, just around 8:30 there on the 21st.
All right. In your own area then, seatbelts, is it not in people's heads at this point how important it is to wear a seatbelt, Carol?
You'd think so, but unfortunately not. And we had an interesting case last week where one of our traffic lads here in Care was on duty where he noticed the driver not wearing a seatbelt. So he stopped, spoke to them, and it was discovered that they actually didn't hold a driving licence and were currently disqualified from driving.
Wow.
So within 24 hours, they were stopped, charged, taken to court, and received a four-month sentence. So for that driver, a serious consequence for them. But even for anybody, it highlights the importance of wearing a seatbelt. It has a fine of €120, and it can be up to five penalty points in court.
Right, but it can save your life, Carol, as well, which is so important.
Regardless of the penalties, it's about safety and certainly your own personal safety wearing it.
For sure. Before I let you go, will you tell us about those changes to calls to the Garda stations and the dispatching?
There is. There's a new system which is coming in next week, so I just want to mention it briefly. It's a new system internally to ourselves, but if you ring your Garda station, and again, we'll always encourage people to do that, you might find yourself transferred to a Garda call centre, which will then dispatch guards to you. So if you ring Care Garda station or Thurles and require a guard, you'll be transferred to a dispatch centre where your call takers and call dispatchers, the idea behind it is to enhance and improve our response to the public. They have the best of technology, the most modern technology, so they'll identify caller locations from the maps and the air code and identify the fastest and most appropriate response to the call.
Right, so just because it's outside of the area doesn't mean it's going to be a slower response, is what
you're saying. Oh, no, absolutely not. And it's something that you can still ring, and we would urge people to ring your local Garda station if it's something that needs to be transferred, just to make people aware that you might be going to the guard in the station might transfer you on to another caller, call taker. But again, they are full-time at it, they are highly trained, and they have the technology to best serve the public.
All right, very, very good. And we keep reminding people about that confidential line as well, Carol. I know it's 1800-666-111. And where that's concerned, they leave a recording. Is that it can be completely anonymous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can. And if it's something even to call into the Garda station, if you wanted to do it face-to-face, you don't have to give your details if there is something of concern. You know, we are very much aware of, we'd urge people to contact us and pass on the information, whatever they feel comfortable with, but it can, 100% it can be anonymous.
All right. Always good to talk to you, Carol. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. No problem at all.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye now. That is the Sergeant in charge of Care Garda Station, Carol O'Leary, speaking to me there. 1800-938-007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.